This is episode 1763. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we continue along with our series to cleanse. And we are midweek in our series, and each day you are discovering a meditation technique you can do while you meditate or as you go about your day. And the meditation technique for today is a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your fingers and hands to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. In fact, mudras are referred to as yoga in your hands. And there are a lot of nerve endings on your hands and fingertips. The mudra you can do today, remember, you can do this as you go about your busy day. In fact, many of you tell me that's the time when you enjoy doing your mudras the most. I do mudras often, just about every day, and sometimes several times a day. The mudra I want to share with you today is simple to do, and it carries an important attribute, and that is it helps to release sorrow. It helps you to surrender to your inner truth. When you cleanse, you often want to let go of something that is weighing you down. And that could be your sorrow, your pain, emotional or physical, grief, loss, or anger. These are the main emotions people struggle with, and you may find that you struggle with at least one of those feelings I mentioned. And so when you cleanse and you want to let go of these emotions, know that the way to do it is to surrender. And that is the hardest thing to do. It's much easier to do something, such as to actually get up and perform an action, or to write down three gratitudes, or to do this breathing technique. But surrender comes from within you. It's nothing you do outside yourself. It's within you. And that is why it can be so difficult to surrender. Because when you surrender, you can't simply go on being distracted or go on being overwhelmed or stressed, even though those are emotions you don't really enjoy experiencing. They keep your mind off of some of the more root causes of your stress or your overwhelm, and that is facing your truth as to what you feel within yourself. So, as you do the mudra today, it's a simple mudra to do. You can always head over to the Sip and Om meditation app or my Facebook page at Sip and Om. I always share what the mudra looks like there on the Facebook page. But if you'd like to go a little more deeply into this series to cleanse, you can do so at the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it when you subscribe for 2 weeks, free access to the entire library of over 1,700 guided half-hour meditations. And each meditation is in a series, just like we follow here on the podcast. But you get some additional tools, such as a journal, which has a daily reflection question on it. And you also receive as well, that's customized to the series, just like the journal is, a slowdown guide. And that has each and every technique I share with you in the series organized for you and described for you. So if you want to try the Sip and Om meditation app, again, when you subscribe, and you can unsubscribe without incurring any cost within that 2 week time period. So you can go over there and receive the slowdown guide and journal and all the meditations there. For you, as you cleanse and as you do the mudra today, the mudra is called the prayer mudra. And it is called this because you intertwine your fingers and fold them down as if you're in prayer. And when you touch the backs of your hands with your fingers, this helps you to breathe better, especially on the exhale. So if you intertwine your fingers and thumbs and just fold your fingers down so that they are touching the back of the opposite hand, and then do one more thing. Take your left index and left thumb and encircle them around your right thumb. So you're encircling your right thumb with your left index finger and your left thumb. This part of the mudra is very special. What it represents is you surrendering to a divine consciousness or a universal consciousness, whatever resonates with you. Maybe for you that is a universal connection or a divine connection with God, or for you that may be the best part of who you are, your highest essence. So, as you do this mudra, inhale and exhale deeply through your nose. And as you exhale, try to draw out the exhale a little bit longer. This will help you release sorrow, pain, grief, loss, and anger. You could bring to mind right now one of those feelings that you struggle with that seems to weigh you down. Bring it to mind right this moment as you settle yourself down and meditate, or as you go about your day and do this mudra. And even if you're not doing this mudra, you can still do the breathing technique where you draw out your breath a little longer on the exhale. This helps you to release those deep-seated emotions, and this helps you to surrender. Surrender and trust that which represents your highest consciousness your divine nature or your true inner nature. You are so worth slowing down for.